Welcome back, everyone. I'm Crystal, and this isn't our usual podcast intro because it's just me. Well, actually, it's not just me. I have my stand-in co-host, Troy.
Hello.
He is my husband, for those of you who have heard previous episodes. My co-host is not here today, and we did not want to continue to stall this podcast, so we're just going to start recording without Nicole. She'll come back when she comes back. She's a very busy lady. She works full-time. Our schedules are all over the place, so...
And we got a cool episode for today.
Yeah, hopefully you guys don't mind on the podcast if you're used to listening to Nicole's voice. I promise you'll still enjoy it.
So should be fun.
Let's get into today's podcast. On this episode, it's going to be kind of a game episode? Kind of? Sort of?
Sort of. Kind of.
I mean, Nicole had a good idea. She said we should have wrote what we were going to talk about on pieces of paper and then pulled them out of a hat. So it could have been more of a game, but we decided just to go for it.
We'll try that on another episode.
Right. We'll figure it out to use that on another episode. So today's episode, we are talking about horror movies again. We've talked about horror movies in the past, but it was mostly what our favorite horror movies are, right?
Something like that, yeah.
It was a long time ago. It was around Halloween. This episode, we are talking about horror movies, scary movies, but something I always find interesting about movies or horror movies is they are usually sometimes based on some sort of real life
events thing. Yeah, which is kind of creepy. So today we're gonna go back and forth, we're gonna name some movies, and then we're gonna find out if they're true or not. Bum bum bum.
I think all of mine came from true stories.
I think most of mine did too,
which is really scary.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's kind of creepy. I think, well, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it. So before, I just want to preface that somebody actually wrote a blog about this. Her name is Kristen Masters. Her blog is bookstellyouwhy.com. Because I originally was supposed to be doing books, but then I realized a lot of people who don't read horror. They watch horror. Yeah. I mean, I know there's a lot of horror readers, but I think it'd be more relatable if I did movies. But yeah. I started off from this lady's blog.
Okay.
And she dived into it. It was really interesting.
That's what I kind of did too. And some of them, most of them were just like quick snippets, like quick little backstories.
Yeah.
Some of them got into it. Like I have a couple that were, I only found like two lines of information. And
really?
For stuff that you would think would have more. Like, yeah.
Like a really whole movie?
Really popular movies too. Like pop culture.
Really?
And then I have some that are not, I guess it does kind of make sense. And then I have some not as well known that like had full blown, like there was some backstory to this.
Huh.
I guess it kind of makes sense because, you know, like the bigger movies, they got to play with it, play with the story to fit more people and more general audience.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
I'm going to start first one. So I guess the game is guess if it is based on a true story or not, real life events or not. Psycho.
True.
True. You think it's based on a real story? Real life events?
That's the Alfred Hitchcock movie, right?
Yeah. It was a book first.
Book?
Yes, that one.
Okay.
So it is based on the real life serial killer, Ed Gein.
Interesting fact. I did find, actually, today, I guess that scene, they filmed it over multiple days just for that scene. Or it was like 50 takes or something like that.
50 takes?
Yeah.
The shower scene? If you haven't seen Psycho... There's a very popular scene. I'm sure you've probably seen this scene.
The silhouette,
something about this during Halloween. And this scene comes from the movie Psycho. It's a lady in a shower and then a serial killer comes into the shower and starts to stab her with a knife. And it's gruesome. It's like one of the most memorable.
Yeah, super iconic. I've never seen this movie, but I know exactly what you're talking about with the shower and the like the dagger.
See?
Yeah. I've never seen this movie, but.
So Ed Gein, a psychotic murderer who led a dual life. So apparently Hitchcock was captivated.
Of course he was.
I think we're all pretty captivated with murderers and serial killers and people like that. But I mean, not many of us will make a movie out of it. Hitchcock did.
Of course he did.
It is one of the most loved classic horror films. People love that movie. It's been forever since I've seen that movie. And just a little side note, the Ed Gein story was also an inspo for Silence of the Lambs. Ed Gein would use people's skin.
That's terrifying.
To make articles of clothing.
Hmm.
So there's that. So yeah, Psycho is based on real life events.
Go ahead and put that on the list of things I'm not going to watch.
All right, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to start with a movie that I have seen, and there's not many of them.
Not many horror movies you've seen in your life?
Yes, I can probably count them maybe on two hands.
Okay, go ahead. Okay,
The Strangers.
Refresh my memory. What's The Strangers? Oh, wait a minute. Is it the people that lived in like an encampment? Wait, no. Refresh my memory. What's The Strangers? No,
these guys just had masks on.
Uh-huh.
And they came into this house and terrorized these people and killed them. Or didn't kill them. Or killed them. Or didn't kill them.
I need to Google this while you talk. Okay.
Liv Tyler is in this movie, I believe.
So you're asking me if it's real life or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's based off of real life events.
Okay. It's true.
Uh-huh.
But only to the director, Brian Bertino.
What? What do you mean?
So it is a true story. To him? Well, it's... So the story is masked robbers were knocking door to door and robbing empty houses.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was in his neighborhood or when he was a kid when he heard this story. So he adapted it to this movie.
So he was inspired by this real event. Okay.
So, and then there was a line in the movie and the victims asked why this house?
Mm-hmm.
And he flipped it on its head because the robbers were knocking for empty houses, right? To mm-hmm. rob them. They knocked on this house and they were home. And that's why they chose that house to terrorize. And in the movie, they answered with, because you were home.
Ooh.
That's it. If they didn't answer the door.
Then they were fine.
They were fine. Would have just gone on to the next.
That's creepy.
Yeah. I'm not a.
That's really
I wasn't
scary.
Happy with my friends after that movie. That's for sure.
I don't think I'd seen that. I was looking at the images of it on Google. Yeah. And I don't think you've seen that movie. And if I have, it wasn't memorable to stick in my mind.
No.
To stay in my mind.
Zach. I hate you. He's one of the friends that made me go see that movie.
Oh, well. Hate you or thank you, because now you get to talk about it to everybody.
I guess that's true.
All right, next movie. Next movie, which doesn't... It's not fair, because we just watched something about this the other day. But I guess for you guys, we have a trend going on, so most of these are based on...
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe we'll throw something in there that's not... Jaws.
Oh, we did see something.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. So a few incidents happened from July 1st, 1916 to July 14, 1926 in Beach Haven, New Jersey. These incidents included a man who was attacked by a shark and died of blood loss. Another man was fatally attacked by a shark. A captain who claims he saw a 10-foot shark near Mattawan Creek, New Jersey. So he claimed he saw the shark and people thought he was exaggerating because shark attacks were almost completely unheard of and nobody... At this point, nobody's ever heard of a 10-foot shark, right?
Yeah, like massive.
They thought this guy was just messing around. Well, not messing around, but exaggerating. Then an 11-year-old was fatally attacked by a shark in Mattawan Creek. And the men who jumped in, because we saw this on...
Shark Fest?
National Geographic Shark Fest Week. So these two guys jumped into the creek to save the little... Or at least recover the boy's body was what they were trying to do. And then I think they got attacked.
I'm not jumping in the creek.
I'm not jumping in the creek after somebody
no
says.
Way. Like just full blown.
If like, it's your kid.
I guess.
Maybe like, I'd jump in.
I'm going armed. Got a harpoon, something. Got a spear. A very long spear. So, I don't know, man.
But remember, this was in 1916. For like 10 years, they dealt with the shark. So on July That's 14th. Crazy. Or maybe not 10 years and I wrote it wrong. Maybe it was 1916 and it was just this month. Maybe it was just a span of a week and I wrote the date wrong.
Yeah.
So on July 14th, fishermen pulled out a massive great white shark. It was measured 10 feet long and weighed about 300 pounds.
That's massive.
300 pound, 10 foot great white that Dang, was attacking people.
10 feet tall.
Tall? What is he walking around on?
10 feet long? Yeah. Well, I mean, if you stand him up, right, he'll be 10 feet tall. That's crazy.
So Jaws was a book first. Then it was adapted into a movie. And yes, there are definitely embellishments in the movie Jaws.
Yeah.
But
you gotta take some artistic license, right?
It was based off of real life events. All right, your turn.
All right. This is a very popular one.
Uh-huh.
I've seen bits and pieces of this movie. Probably one of the reasons why I don't like horror movies. Uh-huh. My mom made me watch it. Child's Play.
Ooh, I should know this because they did a whole episode on... Well, I didn't do I did an episode about a couple of dolls, and now I'm thinking, I'm trying to go back in my memory. I'm going to say no, it was not based on real life events.
Wrong. It is true.
Ooh, Child's Play, I was terrified, petrified. I did not like Chucky when I was younger.
This is why I don't like scary movies.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The case of Robert Eugene Otto.
Robert Eugene Otto, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess the doll was given to him by a servant, but the doll was believed to have a spell on it.
Robert. Robert the doll in Key West.
Is that it?
Yeah. And they, I think, you did not cross-reference this because people say Child's Play was inspired by Robert the doll, but it actually was not an inspiration for Chucky.
Well, I don't know.
That one's a theory.
Okay.
That one's a theory.
I started looking into it. That's what I got. I'm good right there. I'm good right there. I didn't want nightmares that
night. So yeah, I covered Robert the doll. Robert the doll was known to walk around in the attic and you could hear his footsteps and he was a very bad little boy.
Okay, well, I found out a little more. I'm good for the day.
And I've met Robert.
Oh. Okay.
See, that doll doesn't scare me. Maybe because we have a mutual respect for each other, because I respected him and he respected me because I did not get cursed or haunted. Right? He must have some sort of respect to me. And but Chucky, Child's Play, because it's so gory and so creepy and he's so vulgar. Chucky is so
Yeah, vulgar. But I think that was the whole, from what I remember, it was the premise of the movie, right? Like something just terrifying little shit.
Yeah, just going around killing people. Yeah. You know? All right, ready? This is a good one. This one is a good one. I'm just going to tell you. Carrie.
Like the crazy girl that made everybody, the walls bleed or whatever?
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
What do you
I'm going to say no.
So Carrie has telekinesis.
Yeah.
Stephen King wrote a book, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got made into a movie. But this is why I thought it was interesting. So Stephen King had the idea to write a short story about a woman with telekinetic powers. But he abandoned the project just after 3 pages. Then his wife, Tabitha, found the pages in the trash. She uncrumpled them and encouraged her husband to keep writing, but suggested that he expand the story into a novel. It went from him going, oh, I want to write a short story, to scrapping it, to his wife going, turn it into a novel. And the book's dedication is, this is for Tabby, who got me into it and then bailed me out of it. He did the for it to his wife, the dedication in the book. So the book is not completely based on a true story, but King was inspired by these 2 girls that he attended grade school and high school with.
That's kind of creepy.
I was intrigued, right? Because I was like, I couldn't find the backstory for the 2 little girls, though. I'm sure it's out there somewhere. He says he was inspired by these 2 girls he knew, but I don't know why.
Fair enough.
I didn't find it.
Yeah.
And Carrie, the book, the novel, is one of the most commonly banned books in U.S. schools.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't read the book. I saw the movie and I watched the movie over and over again because I was fascinated. Because it was like the girl who gets bullied gets her revenge.
Yeah.
Very bloody gory revenge, but she got her revenge.
But yeah.
And I think it's because obviously has violence, but it's also high school age. So it's underage stuff. So that is probably a good reason for it not to be available in schools.
People are freaking out on each other,
so
getting ideas.
It's not completely based off of real life events. It's not based off of some girl who has telekinetic powers in real life. But I thought it was an interesting backstory and the movie's really good.
I've never seen it. Chalk it up, but another one.
We're gonna watch that one.
Let's put a little counter on the screen. Movies that I have seen. This is movies that I haven't.
Okay, go.
Okay, the next one. So the first few I got were really popular.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's not as much.
Right.
This one is another one.
Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, Freddy's gonna get you in your sleep. I'll never forget the scene where she falls asleep and it's under the sheets and like Freddy's going like this under the sheets. Oh, so good. I'm gonna say no. But it is. Oh, no, I'm going to go back to yes, because of sleep paralysis, right? Isn't that what it's based off of?
Okay. It is actually somewhat true.
Okay, go ahead.
So Wes Craven was inspired by Southeast Asian refugees who fled in the 70s from war and genocide. Okay.
Wow.
These people were so exhausted that they started to die in their sleep.
What?
It's called Asian death syndrome. So
exhaustion
from so likely caused by extreme stress caused by nightmares in their sleep. So while these people were fleeing death, right, and you're exhausted and stressed out, I guess the nightmares that these people were having in their sleep caused such a bodily function, bodily harm to them, they died.
That's crazy.
Right? Like,
that's scary.
Your brain is running away.
That's crazy.
And it's causing, you know, I guess it's like when you wake up from a nightmare and your heart's pounding and you're sweating, but at such an extreme level, and these people are so tired.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's definitely the circumstances they were under.
But that's madness. And he took it and made Freddy.
Interesting.
It's crazy.
Except Freddy was killing you in your sleep.
In your sleep.
But, like, you got to see him doing it.
But, I mean, to a certain extent, isn't that kind of the same thing?
That's really...
Like, these people could be running. You know, you have that dream where you're trying to run, you can't. Except for these people actually get caught.
Ooh. That's why you're supposed to do deep breathing before you go to sleep. So you have more lucid dreams where you can control your actions in the dream.
Those are fun.
I love lucid dreaming. Yeah. I think the easiest way to do a lucid dream is to do like yoga breaths right before you go to sleep.
Oh, For the Counter. That's a movie I haven't seen.
You haven't
seen? Not
another movie we're going to watch.
Not in its entirety. Like, I've scrolled through channels and picked up a couple minutes. I'm like, nope. Let's go to the next channel.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
No.
We'll start with Carrie.
Nope.
And we'll work our way to Nightmare on Elm.
We're not doing any of that.
And then we'll get to Silence of the Lambs, my favorite movie ever. Okay.
You're up.
Next one, Dracula.
Yeah.
It's the old one.
Yeah.
You think it's based off of real life events?
Yeah. Because there's... I was going to say Hotel Transylvania. That's not right. That's... That's a kid's movie.
Yes, but that is.
Dracula's castle is a real place. I know that. Where is it? I forgot what country it's in. Transylvania is not a real country, but it is a place. What country is that from? The tennis player is from that country. It's a female tennis player. She was number one in the world. Halep?
The UK?
No, not the UK. Romania.
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 Oh my gosh, I was saying Russia, but I knew it wasn't Russia.
Yeah, that's a real place. Dracula's castle does actually exist.
Okay. So.
So I'd have to say it's true. Dracula. Ooh.
So Dracula is based off of a Hungarian prince, Vlad III. He was called Dracula because he was the son of Vlad II, Dracula.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But after Vlad's death, he acquired a much more grisly nickname, Vlad the Impaler.
Ah, okay.
There we go.
I remember...
Born in the winter of 1431, Vlad was the son of the Wallachia governor and probably one of his mistresses. His father assumed the throne of Wallachia 5 years later. Vlad received an excellent education designed to prepare him for the throne, blah, 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 right? Became king? I don't know.
Whatever it was at the time, czar?
He got to the throne because his brothers and his fathers were assassinated. He went into hiding for a while because of the Ottoman invasion. When Vlad returned to his realm, he found the kingdom in tatters. He vowed revenge and began the first round of executions, impalements, which would soon become his favorite form of capital punishment. Vlad's temper made him infamous. He would maim or kill anyone who offended him.
I do remember reading about this guy.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that he was Dracula.
Oh.
But...
Well, he was the inspiration for Dracula.
That's scary.
That's weird. Yeah. To think that there is actually a ruler at one point in time that did stuff like that, that is the inspo for Dracula.
Yeah.
Freaking for pop vampire. Culture. Yeah.
I wouldn't have put the two together.
Me neither. I mean, there's a lot of different writings about this guy.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I've definitely read
You've read history. About it. Yeah. I didn't. I don't think I've ever read anything about Mr. Vlad III.
No, I had no idea that that's where the two came together. It's terrifying.
There was no evidence, according to the research I did, that he ever drank his victim's blood.
But just the idea of impaling somebody.
Yeah, I guess just...
That's just a bloody... I'm imagining it in my head, and that's gruesome and terrifying.
Right? Everything's so sterile now these days that you think about something like that and you're like, no.
No.
Only in movies does that happen.
Yeah, that's some...
Not in 1431. So Bram Stoker is the author. And he, you know, took his creative freedom and that's how he ended up with a vampire.
Suck your blood blue.
So it's inspired by somebody, but it's not based off of real life
events. I feel like a lot of these are like that. Right? Like a lot of these are...
No, because I mean, inspired is a spectrum because you can be inspired by this guy, Vlad the Third, or you can literally create a movie based off of Ed Gein's crazy life.
And then just and kind of changing.
So I guess it is kind of a spectrum. Like how close are you getting to the real life events or are you just like inspired by?
Yeah. Okay.
A All little right. blip in time. Okay, your turn.
Okay, this one I looked up. It's on Netflix right now. It's on it's under the Spanish.
Button. What?
Yeah. So, since it is in Spanish, I believe it's Veronica.
Veronica?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Wait a minute. I don't even know who Veronica is, so I can't even tell you if I think it's based off of real life events or not.
What do you think? It is a Netflix movie.
So, I'm going to go... Yes.
True.
How close? We should have done a percentage or like a spectrum.
if it's inspired by, you get a half.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is a real death from a Spanish teenager that was never solved.
It's a cold case.
Cold case. Mm-hmm. 1992, a student named Estefania Gutierrez.
92? That was not that long ago. I mean, long ago, but not that long ago. Not 1413.
Yeah. Performed a makeshift seance at her high school.
Uh-huh.
A few months later, she died in the hospital after experiencing seizures and claiming to see shadowy figures. Okay. Right? That's kind of...
That's what the movie is? Or that's the story
That's the behind? Story. That's the story behind the movie.
Okay.
Here's where it gets a little weirder. Mm-hmm. A year later after she died... Her parents called the police because they were experiencing paranormal activity, similar to the shadowy figures their daughter had reported.
Okay.
Just like an infomercial, but wait, there's more. The police was skeptical until they heard disembodied noises. The official report called the home a situation of mystery and rarity.
That's it. Just mysterious. Can't handle it.
It's mysterious. It's rare. Chalk it up to that. We're moving on. I would have done the same thing.
You would, not me. I would have been like, bring on the priest.
Nope. I'm walking
bring
in.
Bring on the other witches.
I hear some disembodied noises and I'm out.
It's just Robert the doll hanging out upstairs.
Nope.
Okay, next. Frankenstein. And Mary Shelley wrote the book. Just in case. I don't know if you know who Mary Shelley is.
No. Yes.
Hint. Frankenstein is not the monster.
No.
Right?
It's the doctor.
Yeah. Frankenstein is the doctor. So Mary Shelley conceived of Frankenstein during a scary story contest at the villa of legendary author Lord Byron. The 19-year-old had plenty of real-life inspiration. Four different scientists of the era all contributed to the character of Shelley's own mad scientist, Dr. Victor Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
Dracula.
Yeah, that's Dracula again. Doing the count from Sesame Street.
So yeah. It's based off of real life scientists. They studied bioelectricity. I mean, this was in 1803. Is the book that old?
I feel like the story is that old. A couple hundred years sounds about right.
These stories that have held on for so long.
Do you think they've held on for this long because they're somewhat based in some sort of truth versus like just a completely original novel idea?
There has to be, because science is science. I mean, scientists, I read the other day, are creating mini organs in labs. Mini organs. There's little livers. It just takes me back to those YouTube channels where they make all the little food. You know what I'm talking about?
Never seen that.
Or those videos that pop up, whatever social media you might be on. People are fascinated by individuals who create this content. They make mini food and they make it legitimately. Like if they bake a cake, there's a flour, there's a little tiny egg, There's sugar.
It's like an ASMR thing that...
Kind of, but visually, and it's little food. And that's when I saw that scientists were creating mini organs. I literally saw like a little heart this big, like little teeny tiny heart, little teeny tiny liver. That's not what mini organs actually look like. Mini organs are just like a mass of cells.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But in my head, when I saw mini organs, I thought about the little food. So I saw like little mini organs. So anyways, back to this. Yes, maybe these stories last for so long because it's still kind of relevant. Yeah, relevant.
Relevant?
Yeah, I almost said that. Mm. Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein. I mean, at this point, scientists today are creating full-blown
or at least
organs that are being tested in transplant
patients. I've seen...
patients.
I saw some show, this is a long time ago too,
mm-hmm.
but they were like growing body parts on mice.
See?
They grew somebody's ear on the back of a mouse.
That's nuts. Creepy,
right? Like
that's.
I mean, one day are we just gonna be like, "Hey, my foot's broken.
Here's another one.
We'll just swap it out like tires or something. Pit stop.
Maybe the stories are just like maybe Frankenstein and all of the like, because he brought a monster to life. He created a monster and he brought him to life. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just we're humans and we're always fascinated with those things, and that's why the stories lasted so long.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Who knows? I don't know.
Things we don't quite understand.
You're next.
Okay, for my last one, we're going to go back to good old Alfred.
Oh, Mr. Hitchcock?
Yeah.
Hitchcock?
The Birds.
I was just going to say, I was going to go side note, The Birds is one of my favorite movies as a kid, and I used to watch it on VHS. I watched that movie and over again. I came across a VHS. I don't even know how I came across it. I put it in that VCR, and I could not stop watching that movie.
I've never seen this movie.
It's so good.
I've seen maybe like a minute snippet of this movie. And all I remember is
black and white.
I must have saw the remastered version.
I saw it in black and white.
The phone booth and the birds just barreling into it. That's all I remember.
Wait, did I see it in color? Maybe the color wasn't as prominent how I'm used to seeing color now. And that's why my memory is going, it was black and white.
That would make sense.
Either way. Obsessed with that movie, and I'm gonna go with yes, it is based on a true story.
So it is loosely based on an event in La Jolla between 1960 and 61.
California?
Yeah, in California, Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
In April of 1960, hundreds of small birds called voe swifts, I think that's how you say it, migrated in a most peculiar fashion. So I guess usually they use hollow trees for communal roosting sites. But this time they decided they're going to swoop down unused chimneys in the hundreds around dusk. Can you imagine being at home and all these birds just start piling into your chimney?
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, it freaked me out too. So it was exceptionally cold, which attributed to the birds concentrating near the coast. That makes sense. It's a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
In April... Yeah, huge numbers were observed in southwestern California. And, whoa, okay. So, there's a report of a married couple in La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of these birds swooped down their chimney and caused complete chaos, flying in every door, passageway, like some hellish whirlwind.
Yeah, there's a scene in the movie just like that.
That is crazy.
Except the birds start pecking at you.
Yeah.
And then they eat you alive.
One of the birds even became entangled in the wife's hair.
Oh, there you go.
That's revolting. As if the birds themselves, the physical birds flying around wasn't bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
All of the poop, it made it smell horrible. It got to the point where the cops had to be called.
For birds?
For birds.
I think I remember that phone call in the movie too. It's been a long time since I've seen it. I was a kid when I saw this and I was obsessed. That's when my mom should have known there's something going on.
The premise of the movie was kind of weird though when I was reading it. It's like a weird love story entangled with...
I just remember the birds going nuts and attacking everybody.
Crazy birds.
And I never looked at birds the same way after that movie again. But I loved it. I loved it so much. I just remember. Now I need to go find The Birds on Amazon and add it to our library of movies. I got a few I need to add on there, actually, now after today.
Veronica.
All right, my last name. Yo, Veronica, for sure. I need to watch that one.
On the Netflix.
I need to watch it in Spanish is what I... I watch a lot of those soap operas that are dubbed in English on Netflix. They're so freaking good, just for the fact that it's dubbed so badly sometimes. Because the acting is so dramatic.
Are we talking about like novellas?
Yeah.
Where like the soft focus and all of a sudden the turn.
Well, they don't really do that anymore.
They gotta stick to that.
They do, but they have one called Casa de las Flores.
That's House of the Flowers for you non-Spanish speakers.
And I think they have it on Netflix, and it says House of the Flowers. Oh, but then,
well, then never ruined it for me.
When you play it, I think...
It's dubbed?
It's dubbed in English, but then when you play the show, I think it says Casa de las Flores, and there's an actual business called Casa de las Flores in the show. It's so tacky and cheesy and so bad that I watched every episode because I was like, this can't go on. It can't possibly go on.
Yes, it can.
And it kept going. The storyline is so stupid. I don't even remember. I know there's a dead person involved somewhere at some point. Anyways, back to the show. The Shining by Stephen King. Another book. I told you.
Another
about books.
Another movie where I found some random tidbit.
What? The Shining?
Yeah. Jack Nicholson had to smash down like, I think it was like 30 or 40 doors.
With that axe?
With the axe. Here because
Johnny.
He was a volunteer firefighter, so he knew how to use the axe really well.
Oh.
And he was cutting the doors down mm-hmm. too fast.
Really?
Like he would get through the door really quick and it just didn't play well on camera.
Yeah, because he's hacking at it for a minute.
But I guess they had to splice so many of those scenes together because it took him like two swings. It
must have been really hard to organize all those clips because the door is not going to break the same way every time.
Yeah.
Now I need to go back and look at that part. See where I can catch all the cuts.
Yeah, I don't know if they cut it or if they just maybe on one of the takes they told him, hey, take it easy. You're not saving somebody's life. So,
yeah.
Jack Nicholson. Working,
but different. Okay, so do you think it's on based The Shining? You haven't seen The Shining, have you?
I have not. All I know is the two twins.
Okay, so let me tell you a little like synopsis. It's a family goes to a remote hotel.
Okay.
The father, Jack, has accepted a position as a winter caretaker. So they're isolated from other people. Mm-hmm. I guess nobody stays at this hotel during the winter, but they need somebody there to take care of the hotel.
I have a friend who actually used to do that. So,
well, there you go. This must be terrifying for him. Yeah. Do you think it's based off of a true story or not?
Yeah.
It was written by Stephen King.
Yeah, I would think so. I would say yes.
Inspired. Another one that was inspired by an half event. Point. Yeah, half point. So Stanley Kubrick, yeah, is the one that made the movie. And Stephen King... He did not like it. He did not like the movie at all. He vocally opposed the adaptation of the book.
Hmm.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah. Hmm. But a bunch of his... Okay, that's fair. But he never directs it, huh?
No. Stephen King's a writer.
Yeah, he just writes the story.
And then people will create a film based off of his books. And this was in 1980. Who knows what happened? Maybe he was like, you didn't even... ask me for my input. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, Stephen King didn't like it. So King and his wife, Tabitha, we know Tabby, had found themselves at a similar hotel in Colorado where they were the only guest at the hotel because the hotel was preparing to close for winter. When evening, the couple found themselves completely alone at dinner. That night, King had a terrible nightmare. He dreamed of his 3-year-old son running through the corridors, looking back over his shoulder, eyes wide, screaming. He was being chased by a fire hose, and King woke up with a tremendous jerk, sweating all over. He got out of bed, lit a cigarette, and began working on The Shining. He's a writer, so I can see that.
Yeah, he took that experience, that nightmare, that event as inspiration.
Yeah.
Whereas, and
then the whole being at the empty hotel, then having the dream, and he created that whole book off of it.
Yeah, like somebody who's that like that sort of brain.
Yeah.
Can take that and just run with it. Because, tell you what, if that happened to me, I'm waking you up. We're leaving. I'm out of there.
So that is it. That is it for this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed this.
What's my counter at?
I don't know.
We'll put that at the bottom.
Oh, we will? The one who edits all the videos?
She'll put it at the bottom.
Maybe. I don't know if you guys are going to get that. This wraps up this episode. Thank you for listening to Las Brujas and Friends podcast.
Thank you.
Remember to follow us on Instagram at Las Brujas Podcast and on Twitter at Brujas Podcast. We also have, if you're listening to this on the podcast, we have a YouTube channel if you guys want to see our faces. And a question for you guys. Do you have any interesting movies or books that were based on real life events, or something seems like it could have been based off a real life event and it actually was totally fictional?
Or just good recommendations for books and movies
that you won't watch,
that I won't watch or read. I'm just going to let you know right now. I might read the Cliff Notes. I might get the synopsis off Wikipedia or something, but I'm not. Sorry, not going to watch it.
But that's it. And we will see you next time. Bye.